And we are set to go here. Spring 2005 Cup action beginning in 3, 2, 1. And we are live inside the game as we spawn with Pimp. They're over in the missile silo area. They're going to hold up there for just a moment as they get their bearings here. Now we got three Pimps together. That is Lead, that is Noob, and Influenza, joined by a fourth here. So they quickly infiltrate the main courtyard, staying on the upper level. As we see Anubis all the way across to the tunnel area in the upper rest area. And big SR8 shot. Santa. Nice work there. He slowed down. Anubis with the kill. Very quick on that SR8 shot as a grenade chases him away from his perch. As we follow the action up the stairs into that upper rest area, we see Santa catching a bullet from Influenza. Influenza injured, 40 health. He's calling for a medic, and he gets one from Zaniki. As they are over near the garden hallway and down the lower hallway we were in, and back up near the koi pond, and nobody home for LOL. As they have now moved back out onto the main courtyard, we are with Anubis here. Anubis behind one of the big oak trees. Now he moves in and kills one. Actually, that was Influenza killing Boblin. Then Anubis guns down Influenza before he's cleaned up right there by Noob. So just like that, teams exchange kills, and we're down to a one-on-one here. It's AT7 versus Noob on the Mac. Who is it going to be? We're going to follow Noob here. He's got the shotgun out. He's got the boomstick. Is he going to be able to drop AT7 with it? No. He switches to his automatic. He's going after AT7 over in the big Oak Park area. Action ensuing, and AT7 bleeding. He's only got about a bar and a half of health left, and that is going to do it right there. Turn to peppered steak with the big spaz blast by Noob. Great work. Great work by Pimp here as they go up 2-0 now. Check that. 1-0. So we restart the round. Pimp holding up once again over in the missile silo. As we see Pimp Lee now coming down into the Oak Park area. Nobody home for LOL as they've already vacated. He's hopping over the fence, going to run down the temple walkway. Which way is he going to go at the end of the temple walkway? We'll have to find out. Zaniki now with Santa as they turn and look to go up the stairs near the koi pond. Sano right there. Sano headshotted by Zaniki. Now under attack from behind. It is Boblin and AT7. They are gunned down, as is Rampage by Santa's G36. And a big rush there by Pimp. They get the round. They get the point. 2-0 now is our score. As Pimp seems to have a bit of tactics on this map, they continue to go over and hold probably what is the easiest place to hold in the map here, the missile silo. As we follow the action, once again, we are with Lee running down the hallway, running down the ivy-covered hallway, and he meets up with a little resistance there at the far end. It is Rampage. Lee's going to have to retreat and heal himself. He does. He gets some sexual healing there for one of his clanmates. And a big grenade over the door, and that catches Lee. Unfortunately, it was tossed by his clanmate, Noob. So Noob gets the team kill. As we come through the upper tunnel, it is Rampage. It is Influenza gunning down AT7, and Anubis is very quickly now being chased down by Boblin. Boblin heavy on the attack here, quickly retreating. It is Zaniki and Influenza. Grenade going off just at the corner of that lower hallway. And Boblin does not follow, as we're going to pick it up with Boblin now. We follow Boblin. He's just past the rest area. Now he picks up a teammate there. Boblin with Rampage, as they're able to take out Zaniki over near the upper the garden hallway. Now as we follow Rampage down, he's going to turn and come out in it to the temple walkway. Just missed him as it was Influenza coming through that area there. Was not quick enough to get him as he's over near the garden area, the koi pond. Influenza doubles back. Now onto the temple walkway we go. We do have Santa and Influenza hanging tight there. They're trying to battle a Boblin and Rampage. And at last check, actually, they have vacated now. So we pick it up there on the upper hallway. Now dropping down to the lower hallway, coming out into the koi pond. So Rampage and Boblin not moving too far from where they have been here for the most of the round as they continue to run racetracks around that same area there. As now they change it up a bit. Nice little wall jump there by Boblin in to the Oak Park area. Looking ahead of him here in the Ivy Hallways. Nobody home for Pimp. As now we come out into the missile silo, and we could have some action. Here comes Influenza, number one man through. He guns down Rampage. And just like that, Santa followed up with a kill on Boblin with the G36, and it's 3-0 here in favor of Pimp. As we see Rampage leading the charge here for LOL out onto the missile silo and into the Ivy Hallways. You hear all the grenades going off. Those are being tossed over the small wall there from the main courtyard into the Ivy Hallway. We see Boblin over at the missile silo end of the Ivy Hallway now makes a move in to the Oak Park. He's going to hop over the wall into the Temple Walkway as we see AT-7 on the wrong end of Santa's G-36 once again, but Santa being gunned down by Rampage very quickly there in the background. As we switch over to Lee from Clan Pimp, long-distance shot here. It hits him in the left leg. Boblin on the attack. Pimp Lee trying to heal, but it's not going to matter. As Influenza going to clean up a Boblin here, and we do have a pause in the game for just a quick second. Not sure why, and it looks like it's probably because of AT-7. He's got about a 300 ping. So, and as we come back, from that pause, 4-0 is our score here. As we spawn with Leave or Lose, and right now they are on the latter half of their name. They are losing. 4-0 is our score. We have just about 13 and a half minutes to go here in this match before we switch gears and go over to Turnpike. Now we're going to drop down on the lower tunnel. We are with Rampage's AT-7 once again having some connection issues. He cannot move right now, so the four clanmates going to have to pick it up for him as we follow Anubis now into the missile silo. He takes aim at the wooden door. Looks like he's getting ready to toss a grenade over it. Actually, he wall jumps over it, stands on top of the wall, turns down the Ivy Hallway. Nobody there. Then Santa under attack. It's Anubis and Santa going at it just near the koi pond. Santa guns down Anubis, but right there to pick off Santa was Death. A long-range kill from the missile silo all the way down the Ivy-covered hallway as we follow Rampage now. Rampage at the end of the Ivy-covered halls over in the flower garden. As they come out on the upper walkway overlooking the rest area, we're going to have some action here just down in the tunnel. Is Death to you with his LR-300 out trying to dish out some death here to Influenza. So far, it has not happened as Influenza gets a nice DE round off on, I believe that was Rampage, killing him as Influenza is injured. As we go first person with Influenza here, he's got 3.5 bars of health left, so just about 40 health. He's got 30, but no clips left in his LR-300, and he's got Death to You to put up with. Death to You not moving. Death to You going to hang out just on the west side of the main courtyard as now he sneaks up, and he goes in the upper tunnel. As he quickly doubles back, and now he drops back down into the rest area. Sort of holding at the tunnel junction here, not moving too far as we're going to find Influenza here on the minimap. Influenza just coming through the main courtyard. And it looks like we could have some action here momentarily. As we follow Influenza, he's just above the tunnel now, getting ready to walk under the arch, but he decides to double back, and he's on the stairs of the main courtyard. 35 seconds left, and right now the gamers are growing ever further than they are closer, but looks like we have a little game of cat and mouse here going, and now we may find some action down the ivy-covered halls if they happen to look down there, but it does not look like it's going to happen here. Death to You sort of just hanging out on the side, and we're going to have some action here. 10 seconds. Influenza injured and bleeding. They have about 20 health each, and before time expires, it is going to be Influenza who outguns Death to You with his LR-300. Time was just about to tick off the clock, but the Pimps pick up another win here. 5-0 now as we see Santa slow down by Lee and his SR-8 very quickly there on the restart. As LOL, meeting up with a little resistance there. Lee, another big kill. I believe that was Lee. Yes, it was. Lee got a great SR-8 shot off, but he's injured. He's retreating. Coming up the stairs is Death to You, and he dishes out that death to Lee of Clan Pimp here. Death to you continues about 40 health. LR300 out. He sees the Niki coming under the arch just above the tunnel. And it's not going to matter because coming from behind was Zaniki and Noob, and they gunned down Death to You and a Boblin. So 6-0 now is our score. Pimp is all over Leave or Lose here on Sanctuary. Did not really expect this to happen on this map, especially for Pimp. But as I said, they played very well against Nemesis Corp in both rounds. So maybe it's not so surprising here, but I believe this was probably LOL's choice here on Sanctuary. And Pimp dominating not only LOL, but they are controlling the map very nicely here. Beneath the tunnel we go. It's a 2-on-2 here. Bond Death to You under heavy attack as Boblin is going to finish it off, killing Zaniki and Santa under the tunnel for the victory here for LOL. Now, is that going to spawn them on to a little bit of a streak here? We'll have to find out as they spawn over in the main courtyard very quickly into the missile silo area and the ivy-covered hallways as we follow Rampage. LR300 out, hopping over the wall from the Oak Park into the Temple Walkway. Which way is he going to go? He's going to go right into the garden hallway, and up the hallway he runs. Doubles back. He's going to end up over on the rest area just above the tunnel. Nobody there for the Pimps. As we find Lee taking a position along with his clanmates over in the missile silo. Now leading the charge, Lee switches to his MP5K. Now lets Influenza take the lead down the walkway to the temple we go and into the garden hallway. Once again, we see Boblin at the top of the stairs under heavy attack. He does have backup. That is Rampage, but they are injured. Rampage getting shot down. MP5K, Lee with two great kills here to end the round and pick up another point here for Pimp. So Pimp gets it right back as AT7 looks like he has subbed himself out and... probably a good move there. Actually, I think he's been subbed out. Maybe I've just not been paying attention. Into the missile silo we go. All sorts of action. Boblin catching a bullet from Influenza. Noob dying. Boblin with the attack. Down the hallway, the ivy-covered hallway come, but it's going to be Sam Fat Man in the red suit with the HKG-36 out, getting the kill on Death to You. As Pimp doing some healing action over in the missile silo. Anubis waiting at the far side of the stairs. He's got the SR-8 out, but now he and Sano retreat as they go down the upper walkway, turning right and doubling back. Over near the koi pond they come as Anubis now with an HE grenade out, tossing it down the hallway, and nobody there. As Anubis now running down the ivy hallway with his DE out, he switches to his SR-8 up on top of the missile silo now. As we have 2-on-2 action going here, Lee trying to get the SR-8 shot off, not able to do so. Actually, he did. He got Sano, but Santa right there to pick off Anubis. And then Lee bled to death from the second attack by Sano. Up on the missile silo we come. Santa quickly erased, as was Influenza by LOL. As you hear all the action in the background, bodies falling left and right, mostly in the name of Pimp. LOL with the rush here. Death to You, last gamer standing here. Was Zaniki for the Pimps. He is injured. Coming around the corner, he is bleeding. It's going to be a 2-on-1 here. As Sano and Anubis getting the final kill on Zaniki. That was Sano with his LR300. Running down scores here for the gamers very quickly. Bobbing kills for LOL. He's leading all scores. Influenza with 12 and Santa with 10. Both for PIMP Pimp. Clan Pimp up big right now. 8-2. As we have just about 6 minutes to go here on the UT Sanctuary. As Anubis and Sano coming through, they are quickly turned back by some fire by Zaniki as he comes up with his LR300 to support his clan, but it's not going to matter. Sano guns him down from LOL. And all sorts of action taking place underneath the arch above the tunnel area as we see Death dying. Noob with the kill. And just like that, Clan Pimp just seems to be a little too much here for LOL, especially on this map. Pimp respawning once again as we go down into the tunnel. Boblin and Sano coming through for LOL, trying to turn back the attacks. Sano guns down Santa, but Zaniki right there to pick off Sano. A big SR-8 kill by Lee. Rampage sent flying backwards. as things slow down here for just a minute, and we end up with Boblin. Boblin, oh, never saw him coming. Zaniki coming up the stairs from the access service area. Got up to the top there, a couple of shots with the DE, down he goes. So is out to find death to you. So it's a one-on-one here with just about 2 minutes to go here on this round. And just like that, one shot from the LR-300, death to you, takes down Zaniki. 9-3 is our score here in favor of a Pimp, just about the five-minute mark. LOL spawns over in the missile silo. Here they come very quickly. Once again, you hear the action in the tunnel area. There's an SRA shot. Boblin gunned down by Lee once again. Lee doing a very good job here with the SRA today, as that now gives him 12 kills total. We follow Santa and Lee. They go up on the upper hallway and going to come out just inside the arch, but it is not going to matter. Pimp all over LOL. We have respawn. 10-3 is our score here very quickly. We get things started. Grenade toss. Two grenades up on top of the missile silo. That catches Rampage. Influenza with the kill. 2-on-2 action here in the missile silo. 3-on-2 now, and we just continue to see LOL fall. Boblin and Death to You taken out by Influenza, who continues on a torrid pace here. 18 kills for him so far. 7 deaths. Very effective today as we follow Zaniki through the hallways, but it is going to be Lee with the SRA once again, and there's your first flawless victory for a Pimp, and it comes with their 11th round victory here, so 11-3. LOL going to have to find a way to stop this streak here by Pimp, and that's not the way to do it, as we see Anubis coming down, being gunned down by Lee once again. As Influenza and Santa hold with the DE round, as they were toe-to-toe, but Boblin gets the kill, still has all of his health, and he's got the LR-300. He's got Lee coming around the main courtyard. Up on to the missile silo goes Boblin, but with the MP5K, Lee is able to outgun death to you. So that is going to be, as we approach the two-minute mark here, LOL still trying to get some more points on the board here. They are down by 9, 12-3. As we know, this round is going to go to the Pimps. It's just a matter of how big that lead is going to be going in to UT Turnpike here, which is going to play faster than this match is played. That is for sure. But this is not a bad round. 15 total points here so far between the two clans, as we see Rampage catching a bullet from Lee once again. As we move over into the main courtyard, nobody around in the main courtyard. Now pick up the action with Boblin as he comes through into the ivy-covered hallways, dropping down. It's a 3-on-1 here as they go in search of a noob on the Mac. He's the last gamer left standing here for Pimp. Retreating down the garden hallway, he's going to come out near the rest area. Just above the tunnel. He's going to drop down into the tunnel now. Quickly making his way through the tunnel area. We see Noob hiding between the two large concrete pillars there. As we watch the action unfold, all the action is actually above him. Nobody has come down into the tunnel yet. He's still got a minute 30 left in this round. So, hypothetically, we could see round time run out before the match does. And what is going to happen? We're down to a minute 17 here in the round match, and that is going to do it right there. Sano coming down the stairs, going to get the final kill. And 12-4 our score now. Nice little victory there for LOL. Let's see what that does here in the last minute of the match. Anubis letting off an SR8 shot over toward the main courtyard. That missed. He was hit, quickly retreating. Now we see death to you along with Anubis over in the rest area. They quickly come through the rest area and continue to avoid the onslaught here by Pimp as we follow it with Influenza. Oh, big headshot there. Anubis gets a whole lot of headshot on Zaniki, but it's not going to matter because Influenza was following him, gunning down death to you, but a point-blank headshot there as we're now inside 20 seconds. So this could be the final round here as we follow in the main courtyard action on the stairs. Rampage dies. Santa with the kill, but Santa quickly erased by a grenade. Noob and Influenza along with Zaniki over the main courtyard on Sano. Sano, the last gamer left standing. He gets a kill on Noob. What is going to happen here? Time has expired. We have 2:30 left in this round. As we're going to keep it right here with Sano as he's able to gun down two gamers here. It's now he and Zaniki going at it, and that is a kill right there. Sano picks it up. 13-5 is our score. We're going to step away here for just a minute, take a break, come back, and run down scores there from the first round. It's Oswald, you are inside the game.
And let's see, who wants weed eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants weed eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want weed off the air.
One, and that's
a map. Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
And welcome back. Here it is, Oswald. We get ready to switch over to the server here. So I apologize, but I got to connect to the other server. So give me one quick second here as I go in search of. There it is. Final score after that first round, 12-5 here. Actually, check that, 13-5 in favor of Pimp. Influenza, the top score here for Pimp. 22 kills, 10 deaths. Great work by him. And on the part of LOL, 18 kills for Bobolin. So, as we now have some connection issues trying to get into the match here. So, just bear with me here as I can't get into the round. So, we'll have to wait and see what happens here. Got to double check my information. That's not what I wanted. So that match pretty much dominated by Pimp. I mean, I expected a good round there, but for some reason we cannot connect. So we'll have to check out the reason why here. Is I'm gonna have to drop back into the war channel here, and looks like they're going to try to negotiate which server it is. So I apologize. A little bit of a delay here. What went right? Well, the Pimps honestly just outclassed LOL. They were never in the round, unfortunately, as the Pimps took a big lead early on. Never looked back. LOL finally got on the match later on in the round, but little too late here as Pimp is up by a sizable margin. So it looks like we have a dead server here, thus the reason I am not connecting. So I'm going to step away here, take a very quick break. As soon as we get this fixed, I will be right back. It's Oswald, you're inside the game, and we're coming right back.
Listen, all you motherfuckers!
Freaks. Calling all freaks now.
And welcome back. Here it is, Oswald with you inside the game as we get ready to go to the second match here in this Clan Base Spring 2005 on the Pimps of Europe. Right now, our score 12-5 in favor of the Pimps. They basically just outplayed and outshot LOL on the first map there, Sanctuary. As you all know how I love Sanctuary. As I said, not the best map for Team Survivor play, but again, it's one of those things that a clan will choose a map like that or Uptown because the other clan probably hasn't played it all that often, so you could see an advantage. Unfortunately, I don't think it worked this time to the advantage of LOL, if indeed they were the ones who chose it, which I believe they did. That time it backfires, and they lose convincingly on that match. So we are on Fro servers here. I believe this is the home of the Pimps here. I'm back in my position here, just going to wait for the round to start. Turnpike, notorious for playing very fast here. And we saw in our last two matches we've covered on this, a lot of grenade kills. Not necessarily grenades being tossed, but grenades that actually connected and hit something. In the UTZ Realm of Shadows match, a lot of grenade kills. In the Ikaria versus High Density match, a lot of grenade kills. Grenades will predominantly be tossed over in the Company Park area. Clans will quickly rush through the metro station and around the south parking lot. And if you want to look at the map that I have here, urbanterror.net/ turnpike.jpg. I have everything labeled and laid out very nicely. But clans who spawn on the north portion of the map in the parking lot will quickly make their way through the metro station, and they'll toss grenades into and past the Company Park down to that south service entrance where the south parking lot is, and try to catch the other clan who spawns out front there as they come around from south to north into that Company Park. So we've seen that happen quite a bit. Some clans have also tried to hold down the main office, which obviously is not the easiest thing to do just because there are so many routes inside, getting inside to that into that area. Snipers, we'll have to see how this plays out for Lee here, as Lee has been the sniper here today for the Pimps. So we go back here, just looking at some of my notes here from the first match they played. Good team plan, show excellent tactics and support for each other, which they did in the first round. Unfortunately, their drawback, and I put this just because they lost to Nemesis, they were not able to maintain the lead once they established it, and they played a little bit streaky. And we'll have to see if that is going to be the case here on a Turnpike or not. But right now, just the way I saw him play here on the first round, I'm talking about the Pimps, I suspect they will probably hang on to this lead here, as LOL going to have their work cut out for them. That is definitely going to be something to watch here. As we're still waiting. Again, I apologize. I usually do not like having this sort of a delay between the first and second rounds, but you know what? Sometimes it happens, and we just got to go with it. No big deal. We'll get through it all. Glad you're tuned in today, and remember, we do have a second match coming up at the conclusion of this one. Second match up today is going to be Commandos versus Tricky Clan. That match beginning at 23 CET. That's 2:00 Pacific time. So you can expect that. I suspect that'll be a great match. Honestly, I've never covered the Commandos. I have covered Tricky Clan numerous times. Very good Portuguese clan. Actually won the cup here a couple cups ago. When was that? I believe that was Spring 2004. They came in second place. And in the Fall 2003. So we have one clan ready to go here. LOL going to be blue this time. Red team wins. And the match is going to start. We're going to count down from 3 seconds here. The match will begin 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. And here we go. We spawn with LOL in the North parking lot very quickly through the metro station. Who would have thunk that? End of the company park. We run. A lot of action taking place. That is Pimp Lee behind. Inside, Wizaniki catching a bullet from Boblin. AT7. Nice work by AT7. But unfortunate enough, as Pimp cleans up LOL very quickly here. That only took 25 seconds. And Pimp quickly gunning down LOL as we see Noob making his way down the company park. Inside the office, catches a grenade from AT7 just next to the restrooms. All sorts of action in the main entrance there of the office. We see AT7 getting another kill here, but then he's quickly dropped by Death to You. That LOL shows, yeah, we can play with the Pimps. And they come back and tie the match up here, one apiece. Looks like LOL feels a little bit more comfortable here on this map. We'll have to see if that is the case as they quickly run down the alleyway as they infiltrate the north parking lot. That is LOL Sano now. Looking to go inside the metro station as we take an advanced look here. Nobody inside the metro station. He continues on. And where is Pimp gone? Pimp is already through the office into the north parking lot. We're AT7 and Death to You under attack. And it's going to be AT7 catching a bullet from Lee. Lee coming through, doing a nice job getting another kill on Death to You. Boblin coming through the entrance. And Santa's going to clean him up with a G36. So just like that, the Pimps find LOL and they make quick work of him. As we look over in the McCain supply yard and hiding behind the fence, it is Rampage. Over the fence comes Santa. Gunfight ensues and Rampage is going to bleed to death. Santa hit him a couple of times, and yes, that is a coned victory here for the Pimps. Nice work. 2-1 is our score as we follow Zaniki off the spawn north parking lot, coming down the alleyway. Zaniki, he has a grenade that picks off Santa very quickly as Boblin cleans him up. All sorts of action over in the alleyway as it is going to be Death to You and a Boblin who come out. Influenza now coming south to north down the alley. Headshot there by Death to You. That is going to do it. 2-2 is our score here. But remember, after the 12-5 victory for Pimp, they have a very large lead going into the second round. Two grenades dropped to Gurry very quickly into the metro station. That second one does not connect. That was Noob on the Mac who tossed it in there, but that grenade did not connect. All it did was break the glass inside the metro station. Pimp holding tight as we see Santa now gunned down by Santa of Clan Pimp. And LOL doing a good job here to fend off the attacks as they have three gamers. It's 3-on-3 right now. As we see AT7 and a Boblin close the north parking lot entrance. That is the double doors there that go inside the office. Looking down the alleyway, nobody there. As we follow the action with AT7, a Boblin, and forgot the other one. Rampage, that's who it is. All three of them inside the metro station. They open the doors, come out in to the company park. Passing the blue van, it is AT7 down past the south service entrance and around the south parking lot he comes. Boblin now joins him out on William Street as we go inside the mini map, and it looks like it's a little game of cat and mouse here as they go round and round on the map. As we heard a shot come off there, that was Noob on the Mac. Noob with the LR300, he hit Boblin, but then quickly retreats down around the south parking lot, and I believe he went inside the office building. We're going to have to find him here in just a minute. Yes, he did. He's hiding just near the trash receptacle in that side entrance. Guns blazing. He comes through, but it is not going to matter as Rampage and AT7 doubled around and came in the reception entrance to take them down. 3-2 is our score now in favor of LOL. So they've got 1 point back here as Rampage's HE grenade catches Noob. Rampage coming around the corner near the elevator. He's got Santa in his guns him down. LOL doing a nice job right now. They do control the map. They have a 5-on-3 here. Check that. Make that a 5-on-4. AT7 shot dead. Thanks to Zaniki. As LOL now moves inside the metro station behind the blue van, it is Influenza. He readies up an HE grenade as he tosses a exchange grenades. In fact, both of them are going a bit long as Zaniki now joins the battle here. Zaniki rushing the metro station. And Zaniki going down a DE round from Sano puts him down. And just like that, LOL coming back in fine fashion here. Last two victories for them. Score now 4-2. With just about 14 minutes to go here in the match. Couple grenades being tossed in the direction of Sano. Second one connects. I believe that was thrown up by Boblin. Oh, and a team kill. That's not good. Noob again with a team kill on Santa. Just near the alley entrance. He lets loose in the direction of Boblin, but Boblin gets a whole lot of kill for LOL. And excuse me here, I'm having a couple issues talking. As LOL takes another one. That's three in a row now for leave or lose. As they try to cut into that deficit after Sanctuary. And right now doing a good job as Sano under attack between the big concrete pillars under the alley. And he takes down one, takes down two. Great work there by LOL. Once again, Sano fending off two attacks. He's bleeding. He is down. AT7 with the kill. And oh my, look at that. Four in a row for Leave or Lose. And are they coming back or are they coming back? Great work by Leave or Lose up to this point, but there's still a lot of round to be played as we have 13 minutes left on the clock. We go inside the office with Influenza down past the south parking lot as we see Death to You finishing up the last of the gamers here as they quickly run down the alleyway. I'm talking about Leave or Lose now. Death to You and AT7. As AT7 goes inside the office, we're going to stay right here with Death to You, who makes a move inside the metro station. Comes out in a lot of action in the south parking lot. It's Santa catching AT7, I believe. Yes, he did catch AT7 with his G30 now coming around the south parking lot. He is met with resistance. That is Sano, but it's going to be Influenza who guns him down. Second man coming through at his Rampage. Rampage, great shot there on Santa. Rampage also gunning down Influenza. And once again, LOL out and running. Are they going to be able to pick off Noob here on the Mac? Noob using his last HE grenade there as he comes past the restroom, and a big kill for Rampage. And once again, LOL coming back in fine form. We have seen this before with Pimp. 7-2 is our score in favor of Leave or Lose. Point differential was 7. It is now down to 2 in favor of the Pimp. So they still lead overall by 2 points as we see Zaniki doing a fine job there. He guns down one of the LOL members. Did not catch the name on that one. And just like that, the bleeding stops for the Pimps. They get one back. 7-3 is their score. But Leave or Lose right now, still riding a great streak here. As I still give them control of the match. You see Rampage stepping on a grenade tossed by Noob. Boblin gunned down by Santa. As Influenza coming very quickly through the company park. Death to You dying. They take aim at Sano, and down goes Sano. So just like that, a streak of 5 here ripped off by Leave or Lose, and Pimp has gotten 2 back here very quickly. Another team kill. Noob once again, an HE grenade taking out his teammate Sano. We've seen that 3 times now from Noob. As Lee gunned down by AT7, Sano in the right near the main entrance of the office, guns down Zaniki, coming through the alley entrance but not able to get back out was Influenza. And Leave or Lose picks up the victory here, 8-4. As we start the action with Noob once again coming through the north parking lot entrance, gunned down by Rampage. Rampage picks up the rest of his clan mates over in the alley. They are being led by Death to You through the north parking lot. He runs in at 2 at the metro station. We go once again with Leave or Lose. As we move to the inside of the office, we pick up Influenza and Santa along with Lee. So 3 gamers left alive for Pimp. They are under attack. As Lee trying to fend off those attacks, but it's going to be Zaniki who gets a kill with an HE grenade. And Lee calling for some help here. He gunned down a Death to You. He's going to retreat and get healed up by his teammate Zaniki now moving inside the metro station. And just exiting the metro station on the north side, it was Rampage, along with Boblin. Zaniki coming through. Zaniki gunned down, as was Rampage. Boblin picked him off. Boblin, I believe, yes, he is the last gamer here. He's only got about a bar and a half of health, maybe 20%. He's got the DE out, and he's near the elevator in the back hallway of the office. He's got his work cut out for him. He's got a gun down, too. He's got a gun down Santa and Lee. Santa has about half of his health, and Influenza has all of his health. So it's going to be have to be two well-placed shots here for Boblin, and not going to happen. Influenza, one shot, and the kill. 8-5 now, our score in favor of leave or lose. Grenades being exchanged inside the office. Santa switching to his HK G36. As we see Santa fending off those attacks, he is under attack, and he goes down. Some good action over in the alley, near the alley door. That was Influenza on the kill. Lee right there with him. He opens and closes the door, and Rampage meets him with a nice headshot there. But under attack coming through, that was Noob, who's gunned down by Rampage. Boblin picks up the other attack, but he is quickly erased. Zaniki hiding behind the wall, waiting for things to calm down. He gets the kill, 8-6, so that lead that LOL had slowly slipping away here, 8-6, with just about 8 minutes, 26 seconds to go. As we see Death to You coming down the alleyway once again, is Santa on the wrong side of Santa's G36. So some action taking place over near the alleyway door. You hear it in the background. Death to You and a Boblin cannot put up with the attacks of Santa. And they get taken down once again, scoring to 7 in LOL. So right now, Leave or Lose had their chance. Unfortunately, they were not able to put away the Pimps. They had them down by 5 at one point. Had drawn within 2, but since that time, they've only been able to manage, as we see the Pimps now slowly taking control as the clock is becoming their best friend here as it continues to tick down 7 minutes, 20 and counting. Rampage passing the main entrance. He's got the G36 out, turns right, goes down the back hallway. He is met by 3 Pimps, and it's not going to matter. Zaniki right there cleaning up Rampage. Pimps going to get another victory. They draw even now. 8-8 is our score. We're going to start out front with the Pimps as we follow Santa into the metro station, dropping one grenade in the metro station as we see Death to You on the backside of the map here. Santa back there as well. Santa gets a drop on Santa, killing him, so the little fat man in the red suit did not deliver. Pimp and Santa got it. Pimp. Oh, Santa dies. Oh, my. I'm trying to keep up here. Influenza finally guns down Santa. Santa was able to take out 2 of the 3 attacks here. But it is not going to matter as his team right there to pick it up for him. LOL gets a victory. And 9-8 our score in favor of Leave or Lose up on top of the metro station. Now it is Santa. Not sure what he is doing up there. Not the best place to be when you're down by this many. Influenza dropping a grenade inside the metro station, retreating very quickly. It is Rampage. Rampage under attack. He's able to gun down Lee, but Santa coming around the opposite way picks him off. Santa now, the last gamer standing inside the metro station, going toe-to-toe here with AT-7. And AT-7 going down, but again, it is going to be Santa coming to support his clanmates when needed at 10-8 our score here. And is Leave or Lose getting on another run here? We'll have to find out. They've won the last 3. Check that, the last 2. They're trying to make it 3 here, trying to erase that deficit. As gunfire now ensuing over in the reception entrance under heavy attack. It is Santa torn asunder by the AK-103 of Noob. As coming through the metro station, it was Boblin. 2 gamers out there taking care of him. Rampage now retreating around the south parking lot. LR-300 out. He's letting that do the talking as he guns down the little fat man in the red suit team. The red team is the unlose as Noob comes through that south parking lot gunning down Rampage. That is going to do it. 10-9 now. Our score in favor of LOL here on the second match. But remember, it is the Pimps. After the first match, they are still winning. as we hit the 5-minute mark, and the Pimps trying not to do what they did in their last match against Nemesis. That is, let the lead slip away. And right now they are losing, but they still maintain an 8-point advantage over Leave or Lose. As we saw Lee there under attack, but Lee's able to fend off those attacks and gun down Rampage for the final victory. 10-10 our score here, and we'll have to see what happens. Rounds do go by fast here, but is it enough time remaining for Leave or Lose to pick up a couple of victories here in a row? And I'm probably going to say no, it is not. 4 minutes to go as we go inside the Metro Station. Influenza San will go dancing with each other. It's going to be Influenza and his dance partner, the LR300, who are able to gun down Sano. Influenza calling for a medic as Boblin turns and retreats down the alleyway. He's got the LR300 out very quickly. On to William Street, he is met, coming around in a flanking move. That was Lee with the AK-103 gunning him down here. And I think that bullet right there is probably going to do it here for Leave or Lose. They are now down by one in this round. And down by 7 after the first, so still an 8-point spread here for the Pimps and Leave or Lose. But LOL not giving up yet. They continue to play very hard here, trying to get back on the board as we see Rampage now running down the alleyway, healing himself up, going inside that alleyway entrance. He hooks up with AT7, coming through very quickly. It is Lee, AK-103 kill on Rampage, but right there it's going to be AT7 who picks up the victory and the tie for LOL. As we started with LOL once again on the spawn, down the alleyway they come. Noob and Zaniki picked off with some LR300 fire from LOL. As we see Death to You move inside the office. 3-on-3 we are at right now as Sano, McCain Supply Yard, holding that down. And nobody out there from the Pimps as we see some gunfire inside. And that is Influenza playing catch with some bullets. Not what you want to do. 2:30 to go here in the round. As we see some action coming down the stairs, 2-on-1 here in favor of the Pimps, retreating into Santa with the kill. They shoot out the glass coming up the stairs, though. It is Death to You, an excellent work by Death to You, gunning down both Pimps right there. 12-11, this could come down to the wire, but I think it's going to be too little too late here for LOL, as they are still down by 7. Two grenades being dropped there in the north parking lot. Boblin around the corner as we see AT7 getting a whole lot of round from Santa. Boblin coming through, passing the loading docks. In the loading docks we go with Rampage. Now Rampage down the back hallway coming out toward the main entrance. Looks like he's going to hold up there for just a moment. Wait for some support. It doesn't look like he's going to get it, so he continues on passing and going out the main entrance. Down the south parking lot, he comes passing the service entrance near the blue van into the company park. He travels. And he's got 3 Pimps to deal with. It's bad enough with 1 Pimp, but he's got 3 Pimps, and we're going to have to watch the grenades coming through the window. And as I said, down low, here comes Zaniki. And it's going to be actually Influenza coming upstairs who gets the kill. So that is going to do it here. A minute 13 to go. We are tied at 12, and it is going to be the Pimps who go on to victory here by virtue of their lopsided victory on Sanctuary, 12-5. That's going to carry the match for them. As we come outside the McCain Supply Yard onto William Street, action ensuing. Noob and Influenza going after Rampage and AT7. Great work by AT7, multiple kills there. He avoids a grenade as Santa catches a whole lot of hole from Asano, but Leave or Lose not going away easy. They want to prove that they belong in the playoffs, and they're doing a good job right now. They are up 13-12 here in this round, 30 seconds to go. As AT7 fends off one attack, he gets a kill. Asano now under heavy attack. He's got the MP5K out. He's chasing down Noob, but a big AK-103 shot from Noob does him in. 15 and counting, and that is going to erase the lead here for Leave or Lose. We're tied at 13, and this is going to be the final round. 9 seconds ticking off on match. As we'll finish out the round time now, we are with Death to You and Santo over in the alleyway with AT7 Santa coming down Influenza, running down William Street. He picks off the last two gamers, and that is going to do it. 14-13 victory here on the second match. That's what I said. For the Pimps, we're going to come back here in just about 1 minute, wrap things up. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem, so it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
Welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here with you. You've just heard the Pimps defeat, leave or lose, final score 26-18. As I was trying to decide who my Act of War Warriors of the game are going to be, and after a tough decision here, I think our Warriors of the game are going to be handed out to Santa of the Pimps. He had 2 good rounds here. Looking at the individual tallies, 17-12 on the first match, and 28-18 on the second. So congratulations to Santa, and for leave or lose, it is going to be Rampage. Rampage as well. 2 good rounds from Rampage. He did lead his team on Turnpike. 11 kills on Sanctuary, and he was the top scorer on UT Turnpike with 25. So congratulations to both those gamers. Once again, congratulations to Clan Pimp. They go on to victory. So Pimp and LOL now both tied, 1 win, 1 loss apiece. And that is going to do it for now. We'll